Hi everyone, thanks so much for a really interesting discussion this week. I thought that starting out our course with some sort of general discussions about what being a researcher means, your experiences as a researcher, and sort of thinking about our research questions in general was a good way to get started. Next week we'll get more into the meat of research methodology and research designs. But I did think that the conversations this week were excellent. There was lots of really good conversation happening. There were lots of interesting points that were being made, and I enjoyed being a fly on the wall as I listened in on some of those discussions. I thought I'd try and give you a kind of a brief overview of some of the common things that I saw coming up over and over again throughout all of the discussions, since you're not privy to the discussions that are being had in other groups. This isn't meant to be comprehensive, and it's not by any means all of the themes or all of the things that came up during the week, but it is sort of an overview and some of the key things that I picked up on as I read through your posts. The first thing that I found really interesting is that most of you never really considered yourself to be a researcher, and I think that's pretty common. I've taught this course or a similar version of this course in other places, and that's kind of the common thing that comes up over and over again whenever I teach this class. When I ask people about, you know, are you a researcher? What are your experiences doing research? Most people tend to think about research as being very academic, very much primary-based research. You know, maybe there's a sense of the scientific kind of research that you read about in the news, you know, the CERN announcement that just came out this week. That's kind of what we think about as being a researcher. That's what we think about when we think about research. But most of us have wonderful stories about doing research in elementary school or in high school or even in university, and now that you're in graduate school. That kind of research is different. It's not necessarily primary research, but it's still a form of research, and it's still a very valid and valuable form of research that we need to acknowledge and recognize that we have skills that we bring to the table when we talk about this kind of research. There was some debate or some discussion about the fact that when we think about research, particularly when we think about doing primary research, that's kind of a daunting thing. And particularly for classroom teachers, if you're thinking about taking on some small research project, perhaps an action research project, which we'll talk about later in the class, most people can see the potential benefit and the value in doing something like that, but there is a sense that it's hard to find the time, it's hard to balance the already busy life in the classroom that you lead or the library compared to adding one more thing to the plate. Similarly, there was some discussion about the questions that you had posed for your annotated bibliography and your literature review assignments. Most of you shared your questions, and I was really pleased to see some discussion going on about what we could be doing to tweak those questions or to make them stronger. I think it's really important to think about the fact that we need to be teaching kids how to ask good questions, and that's part of the inquiry process that we should all be taking part in and teaching and using in our classrooms and in our libraries. But asking questions is really hard, and most of us, even though we start out being really curious about the world around us as young kids, that seems to get kind of drilled out of us, and we forget how to ask really good questions, and we forget how to sort of tap into those things that we are particularly interested in. So I think this exercise, while it's difficult and it's challenging, is really an important thing, and it's an important thing to remember that we need to teach our kids how to ask really good, sticky kinds of questions that we can really bite into and we can really work through as part of a research project. There was some discussion about turning research into practice and how that works in real life, that there's often resistance to looking at research and figuring out how to apply that to our practice in schools. And I think that's something that we'll come up against and we'll talk more about as the course goes on. And then finally, there was some discussion about figuring out the difference between research and professional articles or journals, and I've posted some more information about that on the course site, and certainly we can talk more about that as well. So there were lots of really good points that were brought up. There were lots of good information that was shared, and I really appreciate the support and the cheerleading that you're all doing for one another so far this term. It's really wonderful to see. So have a great weekend, everybody, and thank you.